Welcome to Cut from the Same Hymn, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Such. Oh, I didn't.
What it do, family? It's your boy Timothy J and Jarrell B here with another episode of Cut from the Same Hymn. We are so happy and delighted that y'all came into we are happy that we get to come into your house and into your radios and TVs and phones and whatever platform y'all listening on. And we're just happy, man. We're excited. Today's episode is going to be a good one. I'm really ready for this one, I think. Yeah, man. And shoot, we're going to dive into this. But Jay, how's life real quick?
Life is good. Life is great. I go in for the surgery tomorrow.
RoboCop.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna have the Stevie Wonders on for a little bit.
Stevie, okay. Stevie Wonder.
Cop. Stevie Wonder cop.
They got sides.
Yeah, I'm gonna have on the 5% tint shades on for the next couple days to a week or so. But I mean, yeah. I'm looking forward to finding out just how bad things really were. So,
yeah. My eyes are really this bad?
Yeah, I know, man, because I'll be turning on all the lights in the house. So maybe the light bill will go down too. But
we'll see. Blessing in disguise.
Yeah, you know, we'll find out. We'll find out when that next cycle occurs. But yeah.
Oh, man, I got to do mine.
That's all. Anyway. That's all I have. Repressed for time.
I know.
How are you, bro?
I'm good. Like, I'm good. We've been all out and around the world today. Trip did great. Had his rehab stuff.
Sweet.
You know, the tent, like, you know, that's pretty cool. And yeah, man, you know, my little sister had a birthday, and so we went partying with her. Yeah, no party, it's just ramen. That's all it is. It's just ramen, guys. Ramen. She, you know, she's a youngster. And so we did ramen and had some cool bread. And, you know, what is it? Ube bread that we get? What is the edamame?
Ube.
Or, yeah, purple is the purple one.
Purple, yeah.
Yeah, ube.
Oh, no.
No,
it's taro.
Taro, there you go. I knew it was something.
Taro.
So we had the taro bread with the stuff filling in it. I still don't know what that filling is.
I don't know
what that custard is. But, anywho, yeah, man, that was good. This weekend was great.
It was.
We had a great weekend. We went to a marriage conference, you know, sponsored by Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Shameless plug. If you don't have a church home and you're in the urban area, come through.
Yeah, the greater
Bible
Dallas
Way. Greatest Dallas, yeah.
We're going to spit it out some more. Yeah, the Metro
DFW area. Yeah, come through. And if you don't have a church home. But anyway, we had a good time at the marriage retreat. That was fun. What else did we do this weekend? It was at a camp, so yeah. It was in the woods, the wilderness. Yeah. We saw deers every day.
Yeah.
So that was pretty dope. Like literally up in our face, like kind of scary actually. Like it's, you know, especially if you don't have your weapon to shoot it. Like it's like it was right there. Cause I shoot Bambi's mom. You know what I mean?
No.
I'm that guy. But
man.
I'm sorry. I gotta eat too.
Venison, I'm here for the jerky, but I don't know about how
venison
the demise.
Is great.
That's when I don't know how the demise occurred, but I'm here for the jerky.
Mom. Okay, never mind. You know, Bambi was a sad. That was a sad part on Bambi. That really was. And then Thumper came around and
oh no.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. But anywho, we got a good one for you this weekend or this episode. We're gonna be talking about the will of God, the permissive will of God, the perfect will of God. But we're gonna start off with this it was like a video we saw this weekend.
Yeah.
And it was dope. It's like if you are a believer, this is where it's at.
Yeah.
This is where it's at. And so, man, before we dive in, let's give some the Lord some praise and let's jump in. That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing. Dear gracious God, wow, we thank you for everything you've done. We thank you for all the new mercies that you have given us today. We pray now that as we go through this episode, that something would be said and something would be done that would be edifying and glorifying to your holy and righteous name. We pray that somebody get saved and somebody get closer to you on their walk, on this journey of living for you. And we just pray for the one that's out there doing their thing, that they can come back to. And we just want to give you the praise and the glory for everything you've done, because you're too good and too holy and too righteous to not give you praise. We love you and we thank you for everything we've done in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, man. It was, what was the video called?
Something about disabled spouse.
Oh, man. It was wild.
It was something like that.
Because it wasn't what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, no, it was like a video of a husband and wife, and I think she's like an evangelist or something, or a singer. She speaks at conferences, the lady. Yeah.
She speaks
John, Johnny?
Joni Tara? Tara?
Johnny Tara, yeah.
Something close to that.
She was dope. Fire. This girl had a broke neck.
Fire.
She's a quadriplegic. She's had chronic pain and something else she has. Then she had cancer.
Yeah.
You know, like, this chick was going through.
Yeah.
But her whole response was like, man, I'm going to get that rich greedy. Like, that was the dopest line out of that whole video. I'm going to get this greeting of Peter. Like Peter says, I'm going to get this rich greeting. And, yeah, but she was fired. Go tell Jay, because Jay was hot. He was ready for this.
Oh, yeah, no, I was amped up. Like, I don't know. She was just speaking so, I don't know. Like, I can't give her justice. I don't even want to regurgitate it, because it was just that fire. Like, her perspective and clarity for what she endured, like, was beyond this world. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anybody speak.
Yeah.
In that way.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sure, like, cause I think, I don't know how long, but it's been a long time that she was in that condition, but just.
Cause they've been married for what? 31 years.
Yeah.
And so it was like right after they got married, sometime like that. It was something.
Yeah. It was.
Like
it was
3 years after being married or something she got.
It was a while. It was like she had been in that shape for a while. But her understanding of what's happening was like bigger than what I'm going through. So I guess I don't know where you want to take it, but
bro, hold on.
There's just too many different ways to go.
She correlated her life with Job.
Yeah.
That was like the dopest. Like, and you can actually feel like she believed it. Like, God said it was all right for the devil to be unleashed from his leash to break my neck. Yeah, go ahead and do it, devil. I was like, okay, you correlate that. And then that's not going to stop her. She's still going to still be happy and praise you.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's give her some cancer as well. Like, she just kept, and it was going down. You know what? We're going to keep giving her this pain that is never going to go away. You're going to endure. So, the thing that I took away from it, she said something that was like, as normal people, ones that don't have disabilities or whatever, we just on autopilot. But for her, it was like, she has to physically, it's work for her to do something simple.
Yeah.
And somebody else have to help her to do something simple. And she was like, we just, you know, most Christians, that's how they live their life. They're going through autopilot. But I'm actually in the suffering of Christ. Oh, like, yeah. I'm doing it. And like, the way she was saying her suffering, I was like, man, we all need to suffer like that. Now, I'm going to be real. I don't want to be like you. Now, I'm going to let me say that. I don't want to be like you. But I do want to have that suffering mentality. Like, I'm cool because I'm going to get my rich greeting in heaven. You said something that tripped me out was the Stephen.
Oh, like, yeah.
Seeing the Stephen.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo.
Like, I don't see how, I mean, I could be wrong. I just, after all that stuff, I can't see I don't know. I can't see Jesus not standing up and clapping. Like, with that. Which is the, I mean, which should be everybody's, that should be everyone's desire to for Jesus to give a standing ovation. Like,
you did it, son. You did it, daughter.
Yeah. Like, it was just, because, so she, what did she say? She said, I'm trying to think of an exact word. You were saying, oh, she was like, I need God. I need Jesus from the moment I wake up. That's what it was. She was like, I can't just go into autopilot. I can't afford to
not
to,
have Jesus.
Yeah. Like from the second I wake up.
Yeah. It was like Jesus here.
And I guess from that moment of just being like, yo, from the moment I wake up, I'm in agonizing pain. Like I start off with remembering that. And it was just the fact that it wasn't a downer.
No.
Though it wasn't like I'm doing this. Yeah, it wasn't like, like I've tried the meds didn't work. I tried this, that didn't work. And when I ran out of options, then I turned to
Jesus.
Yeah.
No.
And I was like, that was one of the things. And I was just like, yo, how do you get there? Like I want to get there. I want to get there, and I don't want that to happen, but I want to get there, right? Like, I think...
She was dope.
I think there's times... Because I haven't seen that, but I've seen somebody still... what I believe at the time was a part of the Paul, right? Because I think all those are still rolled in there, like fighting the good fight, right? Like, that still has to be rolled into that. Like, suffering has to be part of the good fight. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been in a fight before, but it hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know how good got tied to it, because it's never good. I mean, it's good that if you win. Like, that's good. Like, I won.
Yeah.
But even when you win, you lose. Like, every time I've been in a fight, weird things. My knuckle have shifted. my hand is just throbbing. Like, there's things that I'd be like, yo, did I get punched? I must have got punched in somewhere on the side of the head or something. I didn't know when it happened, but the next day, like, I'm sore in places that when it happened, that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
But with the church I grew up in, like, the late pastor had endured a lot of things, like, was in that famous shooting at Luby's and was shot, was...
I've seen the place.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Just got barricaded in, and the guy just started up until I forgot what it was. A more recent shooting was that the most
the shooting.
Yeah, deadly shooting. Like, so that I would see him have dialysis and on Saturday and still get up and preach on Sunday, right? Things that, like, one, it can be your desire, two, but just knowing, like, yo, this is not me.
Yeah.
Like, every second, every minute, I have to lean and depend on God for my next step to even be able to take it. Like, we sing the songs and we do the things, like, but yo, I actually, like, this is actually happening. Yeah. Like, I think, like, what she was saying, like, the Jonathan McReynolds?
Yeah.
May your struggles keep you near the cross. May your troubles show that you need God. What is it? May your bad days, or no, may your battles end the way they should. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. That's like, may your struggles, things that you can't never get, you can't get over. Like, I wrestle with this thing for life.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing is meant to keep you as close to God as you can get.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, yeah. I'm enduring something so much, I can't find another way. And maybe God, God chose this for me. Right? Because that's what she said even too. She was like, this gift.
Yeah. It was a gift for her.
It was a gift, which is what Paul said.
Yeah.
right? Like, this about the thorn in the flesh.
Yeah.
A gift. Like,
it
how
don't
you,
look like it is. It don't is look at like first.
It. It don't feel like it is.
Nah.
But
nah.
this thing that inflict, this thing that causes affliction, this thing that causes pain, this thing that makes me cry, this thing that keeps me up at night, is the very same thing that keeps me in God's presence.
Yep.
Then that's how you arrive at that this is a gift.
Yep.
A gift given to me. Now you got it came by way of Satan.
Yeah.
Cause that's what this idiot is here to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he's here to do. Cause pain. Cause discomfort. Mm-hmm. But you gotta take all things to Christ. You gotta change the perspective. Her perspective was
sick.
Crazy. When I tell y'all I had a battery in my,
he was hyped.
I felt like I could have ran a marathon.
He was hyped.
Like after watching that video. Like, and those of y'all that don't know me well, Jarrell's not running.
Let's punch some walls. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was like, let's go.
I was intense. And it was late.
Yeah.
Which is another, I should have been sleepy, but I was amped up. I was wired up. Like it was, I don't know. I pray that I get to a space of being that present, that having that clarity to where I'm like, God, like thank you for whatever it is I'm going through. Like, I know all people get mature and they grow up and they be like, I'm thankful for the whippings. I still ain't arrived at that point yet, parents. Sorry, y'all. I don't hold grudges, but I still feel a way about some of them whippings I got as a kid. Like, about some of the times I wasn't able to go out when I wanted to go out. Yeah, I still kind of feel, you know what I'm saying? That's still sitting with me. So I don't know about, like, I don't know. Like, but I want to arrive at the place to where I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you that I didn't get this.
Yeah.
Thank you. And not because not getting it in the sense of, yo, I didn't get it. And we just run to the, oh, yeah, that must mean something better is on the way. Something better might not be on the way. Church, we got to stop doing that. We be on that. Oh, you didn't get it. Yeah, we didn't get it because it's not the will of God for you to get it. And maybe not at that particular time. But it might not be better to follow. I'm just keeping it a being. Not while you're walking, living, breathing in this life. It might not be. It might not. But to arrive at a place of whatever it is that you dealing with on this side, yo, if you can do it, what we talk about, Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, if you have that thought process, if you have that look, like, yo, I'm everything else that's around me, when I'm locked in like this, like, that's what I'm looking at, the Father. When I know the one that feeds the sparrows is going to provide
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mean it. It won't mean that the provision will be more food.
No.
But you're going to provide something for me. I'm okay with that because you're the God that loves and cares for me. And you will do whatever you can to make sure that I'm good by your standard,
mm-hmm.
not by human standard, but by God's standard.
I think we said something on like one of these past episodes when we talked about how I was saying that there was this one lady, like her life is just trash, but she's always just her perspective fire, is like, yeah. Yo, on fire for God. She just keep going. And it's like, man, you ain't doing. I know God is good. You breathing. I get that. Yeah. But your situation, it's always something.
It's off. Yeah.
It's always something. And this lady is like hardcore. She is, I mean, know the scriptures. I know she one of them saints. You know, that's gonna get one of them. Like she did. She did. She that. And just seeing that, and then you know, I think okay, now we're about to turn. Okay.
Cool.
We're about to turn. I think when we look at Christianity is always, okay, the world looks at Christianity people as being the easiest religion to get in because there is no rules and regulations, right? Mm-hmm. So since there's no rules and regulations, it's just like free for all. Oh, you die. When you about to die, you say a prayer, you get in heaven. I mean, the thief on the cross did. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But that's what we do know from what Jesus said. Today, you will be in paradise. Like, he did all the dirt in the world, never went to a Bible study. You know, we don't know what he did. He was killing, raping. I don't know. He was doing something to get on the cross. And Jesus said that. So, but then you look at the other side. When you look at the Apostle Paul always was struggling. We don't know. The dude was shipwrecked. We don't know. He was beat up. He was stoned, three times, like he said. Thrown in jail. Like, most of his letters are written in jail. Like, think about in the jail. Let's go to history fact. Fun fact. That's what she said. Fun fact. Beulah back there. Fun fact. She literally said, like, the jails is a 3x4 box. Oh, that's your crazy. Prison. That's your jail cell.
No, you can't even sit down.
So you hunched over trying to write.
Yeah.
Yo, bring me my coat. I don't know. It's cold,
it's cold in here.
I'm in a rock. Like that's wild. And he was like, yo, grace is sufficient. I'm cool. But I liked in the video too, Jay. She didn't run away from being like, yo, this sucks.
It sucked, yeah.
She was like, yo, my situation is trash. I hate this. Like, she was getting mad. She was jealous of her husband. Like, she was going in. She let all emotion out. But she said, at the end of the day, Jesus saw fit for me to go through this. So there has to be something. And then she just kept going. It's like, she just kept going. I'm good with this. And I was like, lady, you right. And then she always looked at, like, she had a scripture to back up everything that she was going through.
Yeah.
Every emotion that she was riding. That's where I want to be.
Yeah.
I got a scripture for everything. I'm not saying, and I don't want to be the churchy everything. Trust in the Lord. I need that one. that's gonna actually help
the
me.
The one that
right?
seemed like God had it written just for you.
For you, because like when she said I had that rich greeting, I was like, man, where is that at? I was trying to think in my
it's
head.
In Peter.
I'm running, and it's Peter 2. It's Peter 2, 9 right, and 10. Okay. I was 1 Peter 2. Yeah, 2 Peter, 2 Peter 1, 9 and 10. Man. I was just messed up because I was like, where is it at? Because I know it. I know the story.
Yeah, you read it. Yeah, I know it.
I'm like, no. Yeah. And then I had to find, Rich, you're right, rich greeting. Yeah. This is dope. Like, and I wonder, like, what does that rich greeting look like? That's what I kept thinking about the whole night. I'm over here telling the wife, like, I want a rich greeting. I don't know. I don't know what that looks like, but that's what I want. And, but that also entails, like, with that same energy, we got to put it in everything, right? Because she started putting that same energy. Hey, babe, you go out with your friends, and I'm going to thank your friends for you. Like, let me answer the phone. Hey, keep doing what you're doing because you encouraging him. He needs this, and he's helping me out. I can see it. Like that's what it is. But that energy is going to keep going because it's God's grace being fulfilled and showing through others. Through your tribulation and situations. And so I was like, man, this is a beautiful thing. How can we be like this? How can the church culture be like this? How can Christians that we hang around be like this? How can the people that I see on the street that say that they are believers and they lifestyle ain't saying it's a believer? Struggle is what makes us stay on our knees.
Yeah.
Praying to the Lord, God, I need you. Every hour I need thee,
That's the song.
Yeah. So
old school deacon.
Y'all don't know about them devotionals, y'all.
It's the old school deacon.
Great Jehovah.
Oh, man, that's my song. Guide me, God. Great Jehovah.
Lead me right, okay, so but hey man, look, we grew up in the AME church, so this is what it was every
that's funny.
Every yeah, no, and then the doxology. Praise him from whom all
blessings flow.
Yeah, so but it's the struggle, and I think like in my life, personal moment, like in my life, when I see like the struggle that I go through is more intellectual struggle, mental struggle. It really hasn't been like physical struggle, right? Mm-hmm. Until I, even with like my son with his issues, that was an emotional struggle, but it turned into like a physical struggle, right? Because now it's a lot of wear and tear, taxing on the body, mm-hmm. doing stuff. So it's like, man, but in that time that we had to be in the hospital, like, I just felt like God's nearness.
Yeah.
And I think like the struggle is what brings the nearness of God. He comes to us in our time of need, truly.
Yeah.
And even when you don't even seem like he's there. He is right there. And then once you like tap in, God, I truly need, you don't have to do no elaborate prayers. It's just, yo, God, I need some more mercy right now. Cause this right here is, I don't know. I'm getting hit. Give me some more grace. Give me some more favor, God. But then it turns into the struggle, turns into like a praise session. And so the pain is now turned to praise. And so now you're just praising God. Those 40 days in the hospital, I'm praising God every time. I'm over here walking through I feel like one of them, time out. One of them cheesy church movies. Y'all ever seen them cheesy church movies? And they be like, the music's come on. And then you got like the old man with the Bible. And they make it so prominent. Like, he got the Bible and he just praying over the lockers. You know? Like, that's how I felt going through the hallways. I was like, yes. Yes. And I'm praying over every door in the hospital. Like, on my floor. I'm praying over every door before I go. I go take the long way to get to my room. You know, and just to do that. But I saw God's grace and his favor in there. People getting saved in that room. People saying, hey, can I just sit in your room with you? Sure. It's so peaceful in here. I just feel like there's something here. It's God, my dude. Hey, what's happening? You want to read? Look, I'm reading the Psalms. I'm reading Psalms. I saw them every day. I'm reading the chapters of Psalms because I'm trying to praise my way through. Right? Beautiful. People getting saved. Hey. And so the struggle is what brings you closer to God. But also God is going to use that struggle to bring people closer to him.
Yeah.
People that would never understand how to get to Jesus. I can't get that. I don't know how. And so I say a prayer and I'm saved and I'm like, yeah. But then you see something like this and you'd be like, yo, that's not normal. You're going through this and you good. You're smiling. You're happy. It's mm-hmm. something about you that is like it's uncontrollable. You can't contain this. And you just like good. You knowing your son can die any moment and you chilling.
Yeah.
Yo, what you got? That I need that. What you got? Hey, let me tell you about my man named Jesus. You know? Let me walk you through this who this guy is. You know? And he is the lover of my soul. You know? And it's just a beautiful thing. But yeah, church folks, we got to get better.
We do.
Because we are a laughing stock. in all religions, because we have a form of godliness and it's not holy. It's more of opinionated and it's based on what culture dictates to say like, hey, we are a believer. We can do it like this, man. If you're not following the Bible, let's be real. If you're not following the Bible, if you're not in that word, if you are not telling people about Jesus, if you're not being obedient to the scriptures, what are you doing? How can you say you calling them you are a Christian, a believer? Yeah. Like, there's, come on, man, you fake. You know, it's a little boy here. He has he's blind or whatever. And his thing is like, boy, you fake. You know, you fake. You know, he always say that. And if you hear that boy pray, he's a legit prayer. Like, he can actually pray. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, no, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. Y'all had something to say? I saw y'all with the mic. Y'all got something to say? We were just talking. We talking so good. What you got? What you got, Kingdom Girl number one?
Who is it?
That scared me.
Sorry. I'm trying to do those sound effects. My bad.
I think I had something when Jarrell was saying, like, you don't know what's going to come next is actually going to be better or not. But I was just going to say something to the effect of, like, wouldn't it just be about perspective, though? Whether it's quote-unquote better?
Yeah. It could. That's, it could very well be. Really, I mean, yeah.
To me, it might not be better. To you, it might be great. Yeah.
And no, and hopefully you do arrive at whatever it is better, if it's from knowing that it's from God or God can turn it, if that is your perspective. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, yo, I hope to arrive at that place. Mm-hmm. Like, well, since I was glad, bro, that you were the one that had veered to the church people, because, you know, I'm always gone.
I'm always gonna
throw that whoop over there.
You rubbing off on me.
So with her saying whatever about, church people in general, I'll keep it a bean with y'all. Yo, stop running to Job when you going through stuff.
Job one. They always end that
Yeah,
one.
anytime life and stuff gets you going through, this is just my season where God's just, he's putting me through the ringer right now where things aren't good, and we just run to Job just because we're going through something, then that's where we go to find comfort. And you know what? There is nothing wrong with finding comfort in it, but be clear. God chose Job. Satan was roaming around on earth on some fooly stuff, and God was like, yo, have you considered him?
Hey,
thought about this guy right there?
He put him out.
Like, yeah. Go try him out.
You need something to do, devil?
Yeah, go try my man.
Go try
my man's Job. Like, yo, some of us, Satan ain't even worried about bothering us. And we believers now. I'm not even talking to those that ain't saved. I'm talking to believers. Like, Satan, some of us, Satan ain't even worried about, because he can't tell who you playing for.
He's like, is
he like, I'm not even, I don't have to send no nothing over there. They're already doing the work that I would normally be doing, making my job as the devil easier.
Yeah.
Let me give them a pitchfork. He don't got a real pitchfork. I'm just saying that. But
he don't have horns.
He don't got horns. None of that. He's a handsome person.
He's beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. Some of us, that's not happening for us. It wasn't that, and God don't get nervous. But let's say God could get nervous and he were to find out that Satan was on some of our, he was thinking about doing something to us, God be tearing his nails up.
Yeah.
Cause you gonna fail immediately. And I'm saying that Jarrell probably gonna fail immediately. There's a reason why Joe's homeboys didn't get tempted.
But they had all this. They had all the words.
Yeah,
in the world.
It's the reason why they didn't get tempted, because it was like, yo, or it's the reason why his wife didn't get tempted, right? Like, because you came with the advice that you came with.
Just curse God and die, bro.
Just die. Like, what? So
you my wife, huh?
For her. And then the thing was, so after, because I'm telling y'all, I was enamored by just the way she was speaking and everything. I had to like look up some. I looked her up. Now, the crazy part, remember when we got in the group and I was like, hey, some things God put us, I was like, some things God knows us. I was like, I'm a person that has to get my hand burned before I'm like, oh, yeah, that stove hot.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Like, it is hot. Like, I'm that person. So some things that I was like, God can have us go through something because he knows this is the only way that.
To get your attention.
Yeah. And for you to keep you with me, you have to go through this. You're not going to learn by way of testimony of someone else. You're not going to learn by just reading. Like, you're going to fall back. You actually need something to happen. So her, when she was younger, I guess she was living wild, she said, right? Mm. She was living wild, and she was raised in church. So she was like, yo, I was wild in Friday, Saturday. On Sunday, I was repenting. And then she was like, and I would be good. Then she was like, I would find myself doing the same thing again Friday and Saturday. Then I got to the point to where, like, I kind of didn't even feel the need for repentance. Like, I was doing it so much that I became blind to the things, right? So then her prayer was, God, I want to stop. Do whatever you have to do so I can stop. A couple months later, that's what happens. She breaks her neck.
Break her neck.
Like, it's one of those, like, God, so my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Like, that goes in all things. Like, you don't know what.
Be careful what
you pray for. Yeah. Like, we don't know what God is. He works in ways that we don't, and he knows the outcome of it. Like, so he might have known, like, hey, it's not, this won't be enough to just stop you. Like, to get you, if I let this thing happen and then you bounce back, you might go back. Like, I have to do something to disrupt life as you know it, so you will lean on me.
Yeah.
This same thing with Paul. Like, I can't take that. I can't take that from you. I can't take that from you. Because if I take it, you might not work as diligently as you work. And we know Paul wrote the book of the New Testament.
At least 13.
Which Jarrell needs. Jarrell relied. I'm thankful. Look at me thanking God for someone else's affliction. I am thankful that Paul
had you needed that thorn.
And thank you, God, that you did not remove it.
Yeah. Yeah, he needed that. He needed
thank
that.
Thank you. But that's how that works. Like, some of the things that we go through, some of the things that it is for, it helps somebody else. It helps us too, but in helping us, it helps someone else. And when you're going through whatever it is, and unless you are in your Job moment, right? If you get that clarity, everyone in Job runs to the, what is it? Naked I came, naked I leave, or what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah.
And the I Lord used to give it, like, the Lord take it. Away.
Yeah, right. That's where people, I'm done got to the point of, yo, like, he went from, yo, when I looked to the left, I couldn't hear. And I looked for the right, I couldn't hear anything. But when I know when I get through this, I come through as pure gold. After God does whatever he's doing in your life, whatever pain, whatever it is that you're going through, if you get through it and you stay with God, you gold. And I'm not talking 24 karat Bruno Mars gold. I'm not talking Trinidad James gold.
All in my chain.
The purest gold.
The chain.
Is what you'll come forth as if you believe in God. And then for us, the next step too, because it might not happen in this life, but you'll get something else. And you can hold on to the fact that a day comes when, yo, I would have cried my last tear.
Take
no more tears, no more pain, no more death. Like, that's what you get to look forward to if you're a believer. That if you're someone that's gone through so much and you cry to get through it, if you met, like, you don't, a day comes and you won't have to do that no more.
The land,
God is going to wipe every tear from every eye.
Does he remove the water from the ducks? Like, is everything removed? Like, how does, you know what I mean?
No.
I'm sorry for making it light.
No, that's real. Because I mean, I don't know how it happens, but we just won't do it. We won't cry anymore. We won't cry anymore. So if you're looking for that, if you want to find out how you can cry your last tear, if you want to find out how, in the midst of whatever pain you're going through, I still have joy. If you want to arrive at that place, I'm still striving for it. I'm looking for it. I want it. I want to figure out how Jesus keep me near the cross.
I know. Yeah.
I want to get there. I want to get there. I want you to get there.
Mm-hmm. We all need to get there. I've gone through the fire.
Boom, boom.
And I've been through the flood. I've been
broken
into pieces. Lightning flash.
That's the ultimate praise worship dance song, the mimes.
But through it all, I remember. What is it?
That he loves
me. That he loves me. And he can't. But yeah, man, nah, that's true. I do. We just need struggle. Yeah. And I think most Christians need to have struggle but it's the way society has deemed us to be. There is no struggle being a Christian because it's all good in Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, we need the struggle. And struggle is going to lead us to, struggle leads to perseverance.
Yeah.
Perseverance leads to godliness, holiness, righteousness, purification on it. Like, we get all these things added to us because there was a struggle. I think we have a question.
Nah, we don't.
We got something? Y'all looking all critical? Pretty cool. Need to go like four more. Pretty cool, somebody? Yeah, go ahead, Maya. I mean, Beulah. We fun. We live, y'all.
Okay, how can you tell the difference between God guiding you through something difficult versus it being a consequence for something you did?
Hold on. We don't want to leave here without you knowing Jesus for yourself. Jesus died, he hung, and he bled for you so that you and I may have eternal life. The scripture says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish and have everlasting life. All you literally have to do is confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. And if you do that, the scripture says you will be saved. So just say this short prayer with me real quick. Father God, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. I know I've done wrong, but your son who died on the cross for my sin and rose from the dead, he has saved me. I ask that he come into my life and renew me, make me whole, a new creature so that I can walk worthy of the call. I love you and I thank you for coming to my life. Now rule, reign, set up shop, do what you need to do for you to get the glory. In your son, in Jesus' name, pray. Amen. If you have said that prayer, I want to be the first one to welcome you in to the body of Christ, the greatest organization known to man, the BOC. I'm your new brother in Christ, or big bro, or uncle. I don't know, whatever you want to call me. But anyway, I just want to say, hey, welcome to the family. Thank you. Hey, remember, like, comment, subscribe. Shoot us an email. I want to hear from you. And yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, remember, always get to him. I'm out of here. Love y'all. Tim J. Peace.
As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, reflection, and connection. If today's conversation spoke to you or offered a new perspective, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, stay blessed, and we'll see you soon.